You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello and welcome to a breaking newscast today. We're back very quickly after our last recording session because Sony has dropped the news this morning that it is putting up the PlayStation 5 price in almost every market around the world. And in the UK here, it's going up by £30. In the rest of Europe, it's going up by €50. And pretty much every other major market outside of the US is seeing a very similar price increase. We'll be talking about why this is happening and what this means and whether other consoles may do similar. Joining me today is our Eurogamer reporting team. It's Ed Nightingale.
Hello.
Delayed Ed Nightingale. Victoria Kennedy.
Hello.
Ishraq Subban.
Hello.
And I'm Tom Phillips. So, yeah, this was a huge bombshell for us this morning. We're in the middle of Gamescom right now. Lots of reveals and things happening over in Cologne, but the big news in the games industry is happening elsewhere. And the news was announced by Jim Ryan, PlayStation president, who dropped a blog post just first thing this morning saying that effective immediately, as of today, the price for the PlayStation 5 will rise. And he gave some reasoning for that. I think it's worth just seeing what he said. He blamed inflation, high global inflation rates, as well as adverse currency trends, which are impacting consumers and creating pressures on many industries. We know all too well, I think most people listening to this will know all too well about increasing price rises for consumers. And Jim Ryan is making the point that they are also seeing increasing price rises, their side of the business, for shipping, manufacturing, components. And unfortunately, Sony, it says, is now having to pass on those price increases to the consumer, you, us. It's not a great feeling, I think is the general mood this morning. Ed, were you surprised to see this news? It's pretty unprecedented in the games industry, isn't it?
It is. I don't think it's ever happened before for a major console. And it's worrying. It's kind of scary. I think, you know, a lot of consoles are often sold at a loss, at least to start with. And, you know, the money is then made up elsewhere with software sales and things like that. So it feels a little bit worrying that Sony feels the need to do this if that isn't actually working with software sales. Is that because software sales are too high? Are they just not enough? You know, you expect a big company like Sony to be able to weather the storm on this kind of thing. And so to pass that cost on to consumers instead just feels shitty, to be frank.
Yeah, selfishly, you know, maybe, but as an entertainment device, as something that we choose to spend our free time playing, it's not something that any of us want to feel about, something that we look to for enjoyment. It's a pretty crap feeling, I would imagine, for many people who have been waiting many months if they don't have a PlayStation 5 already because of low stock, or, you know, just it's really difficult to find still. Jim Ryan said in his blog post today that Sony's focus remains trying to increase shipments and availability to consumers, especially ahead of what they're hoping will be a busy end of year season with God of War coming out. And to be told, you know, if you haven't had the luck of, you know, in many cases, just sheer luck of being there when a PlayStation 5 website has restocked, that you are now having to pay on top of that, you know, the penalty of an extra £30. Yeah,
Ishra, this is the first time I've realised that the effects... Oh, I was going to say, this is the first time I've realised it's going to affect, like, God of War in the sense that people probably will be holding out to buy a console potentially for that game, and we're hoping that it would go the other direction and come down in price, given that it has been out for nearly 2 years. I see, yeah. I wonder if that will affect God of War sales. We'll see.
That's a good point. We are not used to, you know, as Ed said, we're not used to consoles going up in price. It's always the opposite. Consoles come down in price. And, you know, I was trying to think of sort of unprecedented pricing changes, and it's always the other direction. Nintendo famously had to cut the price of the 3DS because it wasn't selling so great when it first launched. And they sort of made that up to people with a bunch of games to sort of sweeten the blow of that price coming down for early adopters. And it's the opposite. And Sony hasn't done anything, hasn't gone beyond the price cut that they've announced to say, sorry. They haven't offered a free game. There's no suggestion that people who've got a PlayStation 5, you know, will get any kind of extra bits and pieces, you know, a couple of months of PlayStation Plus Premium, maybe. It's just nothing, which is really surprising to me. I don't know how you guys feel.
Technically, I guess you do get Astrobot as a free game, and you've always had that, and that is a very good free game, which will last you a couple of hours. But they are selling a lot more bundles now with Horizon, so I don't know if that's maybe had some sort of impact. Are they maybe trying to push that bundle in particular to offset some cost? Will we see a bundle with God of War? Probably not, because they want to sell that separately. But yeah, it feels like they need something in there to really sweeten the deal. It just feels like the putting the base cost without any extra just feels incredibly unfair to consumers, I think.
Yeah, you mentioned Horizon, and maybe that can be bundled in, but it does not help Sony's price. I want to say problem, because it just keeps coming up, you know, in conversation, that $70 price point for first party games. And $70, £70 is sort of the current gen price point that we're looking to. But the difference is with PlayStation that new games don't get put into a Game Pass. You do have to pay £70 up front. And, you know, a real conversation at the moment is that £70 is also being applied to things like The Last of Us Part 1 remake. These conversations are not going to help Sony at all. We say that this is unprecedented. There is an example recently of another company reacting for the same reasons, it said. Victoria, I think you mentioned it earlier, but Facebook, Meta, has taken a similar decision, hasn't it, recently?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and... that was obviously quite a surprise at the time. It's obviously not been quite as controversial, maybe, as this one, because this is obviously a leading platform. But as we have already discussed between us, you know, at least that gave us, you know, a sort of like a head start, I suppose, on the price jump. Whereas they said, like, this is going to happen rather than this has happened, which is, I think, what another thing that Sony's done today, that everyone's like, whoa, hold up, this is now, like, where was our... you know, pre-warning about this happening, which, yeah, I think that's a pretty low blow from Sony. This is obviously not a decision they've just made and, like, you know, it wasn't made this morning to then be blocked about an hour later. It's obviously been in the pipeline. They've been discussing this. So why haven't they told us sooner?
I feel like this also kind of paints a slightly worrying picture of Sony when you start adding up these pieces of, we're bumping up the price of our games as standard. We don't want to put, you know, our brand new games into Game Pass, into PS Plus, because, you know, we want people to pay for them. And I think that's sort of had a slightly big corporation money grabbing type vibe to it. And with this as well, with it being so unprecedented, it makes me feel like, okay, well, is this just another money grabbing move from a big corporation? Or is there something more worrying going on behind the scenes here that, amongst all these decisions, is Sony not making enough money? I'd love to know what's going to happen to stock prices after this. You know, is there something bigger happening here with Sony, with all these decisions, you know, money-wise, financial decisions?
Embrace is going to buy Sony.
I think there's two ways of looking at this.
Embrace wishes.
I think on the one hand, there's this observation that every console generation, one of the companies becomes too arrogant and then becomes complacent and then does things like increase prices. Like we saw with last generation with Microsoft, the Xbox One was underpowered. They tried to put DRM in the games. And I mean, the original console is like basically a glorified DVR player. And so, and Sony basically won that generation. And before that, you know, you had the consoles with Xbox 360 and PS3. And I think this generation, Sony has become complacent again to some extent, given the success of the PS4. And they think that they can really get away with increasing the prices as well as $70 or pounds for a video game. And also not having games day one on PlayStation Plus. But I think also I'm a little bit more lenient towards Sony because I think they wouldn't do this unless they really had to. I really do think that, I mean, console manufacturers, they've always absorbed the costs no matter the economic conditions. You know, during the recession, you still had the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 go down in price eventually. The fact that the PlayStation 5 is going up, I think it's just a reflection of just how dire I think the global economy is, which is unfortunate. But I think that's just the reality of the world we live in now. Can Sony do something to sweeten the deal? I don't know. Yeah, maybe they can bundle Horizon or something. It's difficult. I think from what I've read, Sony already doesn't make a profit on the digital-only edition of the console, and they make a slight profit on the disc version. So I think they want to just keep that stable set of revenue. And if costs have gone up, they just want to have a stable forecast, I think, which I think makes sense. But yeah, I don't think they did this out of sheer like arrogance or just like we can charge whatever we want because people are going to buy the consoles anyway.
So do you think if Sony's doing this now and it's something that they've had to do because of the global situation that we're currently in, do you think this means that other companies are going to be doing the same soon, or do you think this is a time that Xbox is going to be like, or Microsoft, sorry, is going to be like, well, we're staying the same, this is time,
it's hard to say. I'm like 99% sure Microsoft is facing the same cost issues. It's just whether it's a decision whether or not to absorb the cost. I mean, both are massive conglomerate companies with wealth of other businesses, so they can afford to absorb that cost. Microsoft might choose to do so simply because I think they're pivoting towards having Game Pass as sort of the main revenue model. And so for them, getting consoles in the hands of people is more important than making profit from the console itself. As for Nintendo, I mean, the Switch is quite old now. I don't think they have any problems with in terms of manufacturing chips. I know they're having shipment issues. I think that was a recent story. But apart from that, I don't think Nintendo could justify a price increase for the Switch.
What do you think it means for the fabled Switch Pro, Switch 2?
Yeah, I think inevitably will be pushed back. I mean, they haven't even announced anything.
They pushed up in price.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what the price is going to be anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But I think inevitably will be pushed back and it'll be more expensive.
So this is a comment that I've stolen from one of our readers. So thank you to our readers. I noticed someone saying that they feel that Sony actually underpriced the PS5 at the start, and because they felt pressure because of what Microsoft was doing with the Series X and S. Do you think that that was actually they underpriced 2 years ago and are now having to like are now raising the price where it would have been initially, or do you think that's
there's definitely an element of time that? Now? Yeah, I think that Sony and Microsoft really couldn't afford to be too different when this console generation started. And the feeling that I got is that Sony was probably trying to bring its price down as much as possible to hit where the Xbox Series X was going to be. And also go either side of it as well with the digital edition, which, you know, to be fair to Sony, is the same power as the main PS5, but a lot cheaper. Ishrat, you mentioned that the suggestion is they're making a small loss on that, but also there's a suggestion that they're putting less stock in the chain so that even though they've got that attractive price point that they can put on marketing and things, you're much more likely, if you go into a shop and you're like, I really want to buy a PS5 today,
buy the disc one. Yeah.
That model is less likely to be available. So to some degree, yeah, but you know, it's going to be a very unpopular thing for them, and I don't think that they will want to have been put in this position. I don't think any company would be wanting to be in this position, because it's undoubtedly going to be a negative thing. What I do think, though, you know, Ishra, you said they didn't want to be in this position, but I think that they are able to be in this position. And this goes to something that the analyst Piers Harding-Rolls said this morning, commenting on the news, which is that due to the high pent-up demand for Sony's device, the PS5, the impact that they're projecting on sales will be minimal, and that the overall forecast for PS5 this year probably won't change. You know, we're not talking about a situation where the price is being put up to a point where people aren't going to buy it. And I think when you think about how long people have been waiting for a console, Christmas is coming, people will want to buy consoles in the run-up to that, like God of War. As bad as it is, you know, that we're going to have to pay more money at a time when all of us are looking at our balance sheets on our bank, people will do that, because, you know, it's £30. It's annoying, but if you really want to pick PlayStation 5, you really want a PlayStation 5.
I think the other aspect is 2 years into the generation, I think a lot of your friends and family have picked one side or the other, or maybe both. And so if all your friends are on PlayStation, you're going to get a PlayStation. I know that's the case for me. A lot of my friends are on PlayStation. So I think it doesn't really matter. People have already made their choice anyway, whether a price increase of the sum that it is going to change someone's mind, I think is very unlikely. And also just simply because, at least in Europe, I think Sony dominates in terms of sales. You can't get them on stock anyway, but in terms of market share, I think Sony does overtake Microsoft. So I think there's a sense that they're not really harming their market share, so they can afford to do it.
They can get away with it.
Doing it in America?
Well, in America, I think it's more, it's more 50-50 in that Microsoft and Sony do vie for market share. It's a lot closer than it is in the rest of the world. But also, it's simply because the US dollar is the world's reserve currency, which means the US dollar hasn't devalued like other currencies have, which means that Sony isn't really losing any money by keeping the price as it is in the States. So it's effectively American supremacy, which is kind of a fact of the world.
You're absolutely right, Ishraq. It still sucks as a European to see Europe affected, everywhere affected, like Japan, Canada, Australia, all the major markets, but not America. There we are.
What I'm most interested in, I think, is going to be Microsoft's reaction. Because I feel like it's either an open goal to say, well, we're not doing it, in which case, come buy an Xbox for cheaper and get access to Game Pass, and isn't this wonderful? Or they will also be forced to make a decision of, we're going to also increase. And then for me, that then becomes a much more worrying sign of what is the state of the industry, and that the two biggest companies and two of the biggest companies in gaming are forced to increase their prices when we've had this sort of pandemic bubble of everyone sitting at home saying, great, we're going to spend all this money on video games because we've got nothing else to do. It feels now like that has very much burst. And I'm not to be catastrophic, but I feel slightly concerned for the industry at this point if that's the direction that we're going.
I think that Microsoft will eat up any price increase that they're sort of looking at due to global supply issues. Ishraq, I think you hit the nail on the head earlier when you were saying, you know, that they have a choice, that they can do this, and they do look to Game Pass as their main revenue stream when it comes to Xbox rather than the hardware. They've said for a long time, you know, we're not sharing hardware figures because they're lower than Sony's, but also because, you know, they genuinely see Game Pass as a cross-platform revenue stream that will, in the fullness of time, be the way that people consume games, whether that's on a telly screen. You're seeing it right now at Gamescom. They're demoing Samsung Xbox apps with absolutely no local hardware, and it's all just coming through cloud on Android and iPhones and various generations of Xbox hardware. but they're seeing Game Pass as the long-term bet. And I would, yeah, if I was Microsoft right now, I would first off be punching the air saying this is a massive PR win for us. And I would second be saying, let's not do this ourselves, because this is another point of differentiation for us. Not only are we not putting up our prices, but we've got Game Pass. We're not asking you for $70 if you pay like $100 per year for the Game Pass subscription or whatever it costs these days. And yeah, like, as we record, we have asked Microsoft what it is doing. I understand that they're talking about it now, if they want to comment or not, and we'll see. On the one hand, it might be seen as gloating if they come out and say, oh, look, you know, we're not doing this. We're the console platform that doesn't. It's their call if they want to put out some tweets later on to say that when America wakes up. But I genuinely think that, you know, there is a good message here if they do come out and say, you know, we believe gaming is for everyone. And if they do put their hand in their pocket and they eat up some of this price themselves, I think that is a good thing. Microsoft certainly has deep pockets, deeper than Sony's, just because it's a very different and much bigger company.
Do you think this is any connection to the previous comments? I mean, I may be barking up the wrong tree here, but obviously Sony made comment recently about Microsoft having things like Activision, with the Activision Blizzard deal, getting things like Call of Duty and how that's a console seller and things. Do you think any of this is like sort of stemmed any of this need to increase pricing, or is that just two separate things?
It certainly ups the pressure on Sony to, you know, because even though, as we've said, this will probably not affect Sony's annual sales of PlayStation 5. They will probably still sell as many consoles as they were going to, and they will just make a bit more money on the margins because of this increase. It's another thing sort of against Sony that they will feel, you know, is an unfortunate but clearly necessary thing that they need to do, and something that adds to that balance of, you know, if you're getting an Xbox, if you're getting a PlayStation, you know, maybe you like PlayStation blockbusters, but also you don't want to spend $70 on each particular one. You know, it's another thing that just adds to that scales of, do you go PlayStation, do you go Xbox? Oh, PlayStation is adding £30 to its price. You know, that's obviously going to weight the scales again. And if they're saying, you know, Sony's obviously concerned by the Activision deal because they don't want to lose Call of Duty as an exclusive. There's no suggestion that Call of Duty will not be on PlayStation, at least for a little while, but PlayStation has a very lucrative brand deal with Call of Duty where they get timed early access and things like that. And they know that the time is up on that. And that was something that they used to sell consoles. They said it themselves, Call of Duty is a system seller. So it's just another thing on that sort of seesaw that they all see as an unfortunate thing that they don't want to do.
Live service
yeah.
games.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is basically the news today as it stands. In this very busy Gamescom week, the news we weren't expecting. I don't think many people were expecting. The timing of it is very interesting. We were talking earlier about the fact that they literally just announced a very expensive Wii thing. looking PlayStation controller, which they didn't announce the price of during Gamescom Opening Night Live.
That would definitely be three figures.
I can't remember which one of us said it. It will be, yeah. But like, you know, these decisions are not made overnight, and they will have known when they announced that controller during the Opening Night Live stream that they were also going to announce the price drop today. And
I remember actually yesterday in our newscast, you mentioned that you were surprised that Sony chose Gamescom opening night to announce that controller. Whereas now I'm less surprised. Yeah.
This got me thinking. Like, do you think this is a reason why they haven't announced the price of the PlayStation VR 2? Because they're rethinking it now, along with the price increase of the PS5.
Maybe.
Very good point.
I think there's a reason to that.
True.
Yeah.
I wonder when we will hear more about that then.
Could that be less now if the console is
I doubt that.
I doubt it.
They may be trying to see
I totally thought PSVR 2.
We'll have to see. I would imagine, I think if I was Sony, I'd wait for as long as possible to announce the VR2 price point to see how this goes down, and what, how bad the markets continue to look. We know it's not coming until early 2023, so we may not hear a price until early 2023 when they can say, you know, how much can we afford to take a hit on this? How much profit do we really want to make on this? People can't afford to heat their homes. Are they really going to buy a PlayStation VR2 for £300 by now?
It will be expensive, I think. I think given the hardware in it, it would definitely be more expensive than the original one. And I think it might be the most expensive VR kit in like, as of all of them, including the Oculus and everything else. Sorry, the MetaQuest.
How much did the MetaQuest go up by when it had its price increase? That was 100, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100, and they included Beat Saber.
Oh.
At least you get a free game with it, then.
It's such a shame.
People
look
so funny playing that game.
We're speculating a bit on the PSVR 2 price point now, but people were looking to that as sort of the easy mass market entry point into VR. So if that is not the case, we'll see. You have to factor in the fact that you need to buy a PlayStation 5 to use it, and that will be more expensive now. So.
Indeed.
Right. That was the news as it stands today. We'll keep you up to date, of course, on Eurogamer as we get more detail on this and any comment from other console manufacturers. Stick with us and we'll keep you up to date. Thank you for joining us. If you've watched this far, it's much appreciated. And thank you to all of you who've been with us today. Ed, where can people find you on Twitter?
You can find me at ed_knights.
And Victoria?
I am, excuse me, I am Little Chop Shop Gal.
And Ishraq?
And it's at ishrxq_.
I'm at Tom Phillips EG. Thanks again for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.